RadioMD.com. Become a healthier you 5 days a week. This is Melanie Cole's Health Radio.
I mentioned at the top of the hour a little bit about seasonal affective disorder and how with the time change recently, it's darker at night now and brighter in the morning. And I'd like to talk a little bit about sleep hygiene, especially as it occurs in the winter time. It's so important that we all get our good night's sleep. And if you listen to any of these shows, any of them, you learn more and more about the importance of a good night's sleep. It can contribute to obesity if you don't get a good night's sleep, your melatonin levels, your thought process, your driving ability, your ability to focus, all depend on that good night's sleep. And especially with our teens and our kids, it's so hard to get them to go to bed at night. There's so many distractions and their phones and their all the things that they want to do. So really, my best advice about sleep hygiene, and especially as the nights are getting darker, earlier. Use that to your advantage. If your kids are below the age of 10, then you are a lucky duck and you can take that time and take that situation of nighttime earlier and put the kids to bed earlier. It's dark. So at 7 o'clock at night, if you've got an 8-year-old or a 6-year-old or a 7-year-old, they should be getting ready for bed at that point, because why shouldn't they? It's dark out. Nothing good happens after that. And as adults, we do need our time without the kids. You start them by lowering the lights, soft music, no telephones. Telephones. My kids laugh when I say telephone. No phones, no electronics, no TV, no YouTube, none of that stuff, no video games. Just turn it all off. Power down. Sit with your kids at that age. Bath, shower, book. Just talk. Maybe a little cup of hot chocolate or something. It really does make a difference. And if you're someone rolling your eyes when I'm saying all this stuff, you do me a favor and give it a try one night. At 7 o'clock, when it's dark like that, you get your 8-year-old, your 7-year-old, and say, come on, we're going to take a shower, take a bath. Get them their cup of hot chocolate at the end and then sit and read a book. Tell me they're not tired by 8 o'clock, because it certainly will happen, and the darkness helps. So embrace it. Embrace the time change. Embrace the weather and the different seasons, because it's awesome. This is Melanie Cole. Thanks for listening, and stay well.